Dear Freak Show, my house is hot with me right now, so I want to make a confession. I love y'all to listen every morning still while I'm at home. My house is hot because I got sick of everybody laying around in gym clothes, so I'm making them put clothes on. My husband does sales and marketing for a company that I won't mention. So ever since I've known him, he has cared about his look. He has been professional. He's always been fresh. And as we say, suited and booted. He's been pressed, different hues, and always good looking. Our Sunday best has always been suits, and most of the time we've matched. Since events have been shut down and church services are online, he's been home with my 15-year-old son in basketball shorts and T-shirts all day, every day. I got sick of him flopping around and scratching random places and just looking a mess for going on 2 weeks now, so Mama got a new rule. Wow Wednesday and Sundays are now the 2 days that I make our family put on something good. They have hated it from the beginning, but I got to tell you, we've started to realize that it makes a big difference. I've made a deal with them that if they participate, I'll make my big traditional dinners on those days. Ooh. Don't dress, you on your own. My husband realized that our son sits and walks around different in the house when we make him put on good clothes. I let him know that he does the same. He didn't agree, but it does make a difference. A man moves different when he has on his goods. So I got my hot men back in my house, freaks, at least for 2 days out of the week, and I'll take it. That's all right with me. Love y'all. Stay blessed. Cheryl Houston in Tampa.
Cheryl Houston, all that time at home got you going crazy.
Are you out of your mind?
You're making them dress up to
like
stay
this.
At home.
I like this.
And you're blackmailing them into it.
No.
I like this. I like this because, like, you know, I didn't say clothes make the man and all this other stuff. If you're at home and you only wearing the nasty, I equate it to ladies too. Ladies who only wear leggings and like sweats. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, yoga like, pants workout, for
life. Yoga pants or whatever. Here. Like, even though I love yoga pants, and y'all know I follow like all of the accounts that highlight yoga pants.
Right.
But to wear it every day is lazy. It's stretchy. You ain't trying.
But you're
you know
home,
what I'm saying?
Though.
But
you're
you
at
are.
Your house.
But she said what she said was you move different.
That's an opinion. I don't believe that. I bet you this man does sales. I bet you he's doing just as much work in his PJs and comfortable at home than he would
but
be
it's also
dressed
the,
up.
It's also the kid too.
That's very controlling of her. I think.
I didn't get that from that.
What?
I didn't at all. I thought that she was saying, hey, I want to make sure y'all stay on point. It's just like Meredith making Aubrey do a scheduling thing to keep her focused.
I like her to stay on a schedule, but we don't put on clothes unless we got to go out the house. Like, I'm PJs, yoga pants for life unless somebody has to see me. That's so janky.
I would, if I had the ability to cook a big meal, I would leverage that and say, you know what, I'll make a big Sunday to go to meeting thing, because they ain't going to church. They watching church online.
So
they ain't dressing up. So dress up. Like, everybody, one of the stars is doing that, like, on Fridays. They call it, like, Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel said that he, at his house, they're dressing up on formal Friday, because I saw him do, like, his show from his living room, and he had on, like, a shirt and tie and whatever.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I it made sense to
it's
me.
It's something for
I don't
the family to do on that aspect.
She's just bored, and she's just looking for different ways to control her men's. You got to lay off, lady.
Are you laying around? When was the last time you put on real clothes at the lockdown at the house? All right, we got texts coming in, 888-429-0941. Come on, Cletus. I get it. But I got a dress to go to the living room.
Right.
Okay, Ma, you dress up like we going to the club Friday night and we go party in the bedroom.
We got one. It says, man, this guy wears a suit all year to work. He gets a week or two off and she still wants him wearing a suit. What kind of woman dictates what their man wears?
I think she was just trying to have some sort of normalcy. Not that I necessarily agree with it, but I kind of get why she was.
Maybe.
I don't get how y'all both, y'all usually don't agree like on like
I know, that never
crazy
happens.
Sides.
No.
But I'm saying like y'all are like really hating on this and I actually like it.
Really?
If people have to see me. me, that's when I feel like I need to go ahead and dress up, or if I'm going somewhere, or if I'm going outside and maybe a neighbor might see me, I got to put on some pants.
But here's the deal, though. It ain't about other people, though. It's about how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really sure that, I mean, I'm wearing a polo, I'm wearing jeans and a baseball fitted. Great. That is very normal. I know damn well that when Justin Timberlake's song Suit and Tie came out,
yep,
and we all wore suits.
Yeah.
And you had to go learn how to you had to learn how to buy, you had to buy a suit, learn, yep, how to tie a tie.
Still working on that.
And you came, yeah, for real. That tie been tied since that song came out. But you came in here and you was moving different. You was all pigeon-toed, looking like, ha-ha, feeling different.
I felt
like,
great.
You know, it was like trading places, like, looking good, Mortimer, feeling good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you look different. So she's like, listen, y'all running around scratching, sniffing, looking like hell 2 days out of the week. Step it up. Let's step it up. Let's not lose ourselves in this whole thing of the new normal. She called it my new normal.
It makes
but
sense.
When we did
and
that.
I'll reward you by making y'all pot roast,
right,
and that turkey that you love and them collards
just
and all
more
that.
More lazy than she
when
is.
When we dressed up for the suit and tie, at least it was for a purpose. The purpose was we were all dressed up. We were coming to work. We did pictures after. It was for that Justin Timberlake promo. For this, there's no purpose.
It's the purpose is you go. You want to eat?
No.
You want to eat good or you want to eat that tuna fish?
But maybe there's a compromise here. Maybe they can, if she wants to make that special dinner, maybe they can dress up for dinner. But to hang out in the house and watch TV or him work on his laptop, I don't need to be dressed up.
If I brought that up to my man, he would be like, are you crazy?
Let's see. Cheryl need to put her PJs on and leave them boys alone. You're agreeing with Meredith. She is wrong, babe. I feel like I need to go ahead and dress up. Can't tell that man where he is, grown ass man. I don't know. Boy, they got me on.
We got a text. It says she's probably one of those people that tries to live the perfect life through social media, and
maybe
now she can't have that in real life, and it's hit her.
I get that. It's trying to keep the same schedule, though. That's what I'm doing with my daughter with schoolwork and crafts and cooking and stuff like that. But you're pushing it a little bit too much with the clothes.
Making people get up and put on clothes. Because they move different. She said her son walks around the house different. You know, you wear...
Because he's uncomfortable. He can't move. The slacks are too tight.
Right.
Yeah,
his
posture is right now. And everything else. I like that.
Are we taking a family photo? Like, are we socialing ourselves
out? We watching Maury.
She might mess around. she might mess around and go viral.
You think so?
Now that I think about it, when somebody texted in, she's probably living on the gram.
Mm-hmm.
What about if mama does one of them the big dinners, all four burners, collards, black eyed peas,
yummy,
you know, pot roast, you know what I'm saying, smothered pork chops, all that, and everybody sitting around the table and they suited and booted.
I would feel like the biggest door.
And you put that out there and you like, you know what, this virus ain't going to stop our hustle. Amen. And it's Sunday dinner. You know what I'm saying? Like big, like soul food. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's sitting around,
mm-hmm,
and they're eating, and her son and husband, and put that out there. I bet you she go, maybe that's why she's doing it, but I think she's doing it just because she's a good old lady.
Mama sure is trying to sell it, ain't she?
Yeah, she is. With all the food.
Let it go, Mama.
All the fixes.
I don't want to put on. No,
right,
Mama.
Well, then you eat that tuna fish then. but what did she call it? Wild Wednesday. Wild Wednesday and church Sunday.
I would at least dumb it down to one day. 2 days you're pushing it a little bit.
Okay,
much.
So Sunday.
If you're gonna have to do it, then yes.
What did she say? They watch churches online now.
There you go.
So get dressed up.
Okay.
Watch church online.
Brunch.
Have brunch.
Church online.
They watching. She said they go to church every Sunday, and church has been online. Didn't you read it?
No, I did. But I feel like this lady is probably like the manager of some small place or over some people who she's not getting to manage right now. So she is the manager of her husband and kids.
Y'all got to meet me in my office. We're going to talk about y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.